You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am now joined. I'm talking to Will of Pool House. We're talking about their latest release, Ototahi Christchurch Indie Rock 4-Piece Pool House, releasing their debut album, Foreign Films. Ever since they burst onto the Christchurch uni music scene, they've played memorable and high-energy shows across the motu and Australia. They've been all over the charts, including the Hot NZ singles and the Radioscope alt charts. Now joining me this morning, Will, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm very glad to have you, even if it is pre-coffee. Now, it's 8:30 a.m. I don't want to, you know, scare you by diving into the deep end. So here's a little bit of a lighter one to begin with. Are you guys really into foreign cinema, and what was the last foreign film that you watched?
I thought you might ask something like this. I guess the album being called Foreign Films, you'd think that we have some knowledge of foreign films or are into it in some capacity, but really it just came from the song Foreign Films itself being inspired by an image of from a foreign film, and then from there we kind of stretched that out into writing a bunch of other songs around that kind of idea. So no, we're not actually very into foreign cinema at all, but it felt fitting and it was kind of an idea that we were all happy to run with. So
nice. Yeah. You wanted the tracks to kind of feel like each of them was a little snippet of a film. Does that mean they kind of have a cohesive narrative across all of them, or is it more like a snippet, a montage kind of vibe?
Yeah, I think they all are a bit all over the place, to be honest. Mm. And I kind of like how they are all over the place. Each song is in a way inspired by like a specific idea or a specific event, and then trying to have parallels in how that relates to like us. So an example is New Beginning was actually inspired by the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Right.
And then that kind of got morphed into a song that became more about like a previous relationship. And I think a lot of the songs came out of starting with this more big picture idea or a big world event and then it becoming personal for us.
Yeah, that's it. You recorded them a year ago, so you must have been sitting with them for a long time. How does it feel to kind of finally have the album out after such a long time?
It feels really good, to be honest. It feels like a big weight off my shoulders, a weight off our shoulders. We went back and forth with the mixing for quite a long time. I spent a bit of time overseas. Sam, our bass player, spent a bit of time overseas as well. And so now that we're all back together, it's like really nice to have it out and I guess mentally move on to the recording of the next run of songs. And I think as an artist, when you've recorded something a long time ago, like the songs were written even before that, and then it's kind of like mentally you're somewhere else, but this is kind of the time that the world gets to hear it. So it's an exciting day for us.
Nice. It was a very good PR answer there. Loved that. I think that, you know, there's some darker, kind of moodier tracks, especially in the sonics, the instrumentation, compared to your previous EPs. It's kind of more of a mature tonal shift. When did that start to come through in the songwriting process? Was that a thing where you guys like, we want to differentiate from our earlier sound, or was it just a natural progression?
I think starting out, like our first EP and our first run of songs, we kind of had this idea of what we thought people wanted to listen to in a way. And so we would, in a way, morph our sound to be like, oh, are people actually going to like this? Is this what people are listening to? And I think now we've kind of got to the point where like it doesn't matter whether people actually listen to these songs or not, because like this is what we were feeling at the time, or these are the kinds of songs that we wanted to write, and it just felt natural. So there's a couple of songs on there, in particular On the Run and Vultures, which are a little bit on the instrumentation wise. There's a bit of fuzz bass, there's a sub bass in Vultures, and it's a bit more dark in terms of the tonality, but I think those songs have actually come out really well, and they're like some of my favorites on the album. So yeah, really happy that we chose to do what felt right instead of trying to write songs that we thought people would like.
Yeah, totally. this album, it feels like, you know, it features a mix of indie rock and the memorable hooks, and it's been a record that's been forged out of the creative chemistry that you guys have built up over so many years. This is your debut full length. How has that journey been, getting from point A, forming in uni, to point B here and now?
Yeah, I think we were all at a very different life stage when we started as a band at university, and having this platform where we could play all of these university events and you kind of have an audience put in front of you in a way. And then since then, it's probably been 4 years or 5 years now, and we all have full-time jobs and we, you know, live in quite a different place than we lived in at the start. And I guess our priorities are quite different. And I think, like you said, the sound's a little bit more mature, and I think that probably reflects the fact that we're a little bit more mature than we were.
Yeah.
Has that kind of answered your question?
It has answered my question. Thank you very much. And my next one, there's an intermission on this album, which you don't, I don't think you tend to see it too much with the work that younger artists have put out. What was the story behind wanting to include an intermission track?
Yeah. So a lot of the albums that we really like have interludes. And the reason we've called it intermission is because I think it fits with the foreign films thing a bit better. But we were having a jam, and it was something that was like, it's very, I'd say it's quite different to like our normal style of music, and we all really liked it, and so we just decided to do it as a shorter track on the album. And I thought it kind of split up some of those more fun, playful songs at the start, going into some of the darker ones.
So
yeah, that's why we decided to do it. But it's one of my favorite tracks, actually.
Nice.
And it's completely nonsensical and meaningless.
Yeah, so that's what you want. That's the perfect recipe, I think. Yeah. I've got one silly question and then one more serious question to end, preempting you here. The ending track, it features some great piano, which I love, and this very kind of 2010s indie beat in the background and melody hook. It's titled East of Eden. Have any of you in the band read East of Eden?
Yes.
Oh,
so
yay.
I have read East of Eden. And actually, no, I've read 95% of East of Eden. And I really struggled with the end of it. But that is where the title came from. If anyone's read it,
it's a great
book. It's a great piece of literature.
Yeah. The ending's even better, Will.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this as well. It's sitting there. It's sitting there waiting to be finished. But the reason we chose that for the track, I guess our interpretation of that, I mean, just East of Eden as a saying, is like, if Eden is where you want to be and is like, not heaven, but something akin, then being, you know, East of Eden is you're not quite where you want to be. And the song's about a really good friend of ours who moved away. And yeah, I feel like that's kind of the headspace we were in with it, and the headspace that he was in with it as well. So it sort of made sense.
Yeah, nice. And
although I do think that sometimes having a title of a song be completely different to any of the words can be an issue, because if anyone's trying to find it, it's not really intuitive.
Yeah, I get that. And sometimes you think like, oh, that works. And sometimes you think that person's just being a little bit wanky with like in that, not the lyrics of the chorus.
Yeah.
But, you know, each to their own. My final question here is, you guys are, you're young artists, you're balancing working full time with releasing an album and playing shows in the Aotearoa music landscape. What are the challenges that you're kind of facing with that, or do you think you've found a rhythm? Do you think it's achievable?
I think we're in a bit of a rhythm, but I do find that generally, I think a challenge that we've found is touring outside of the main centres can be quite difficult.
Right.
Like for us, the live element of music is the most fun and the part that we all enjoy the most. But I do find that playing some of the smaller towns can be quite difficult, and I think we're trying to find a way that we can sort of break through that and play in more spots that are outside of like Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of going to Hamilton?
Yeah, exactly. Like why haven't we thought of going to Hamilton? You know, I'm sure there's an audience there, and there's people that would be interested. So it's like, how do you break through into those kinds of towns and cities?
Interesting, eh? I feel like those bigger artists, the artists who are, you know, they've been touring for years and years and years in New Zealand, they always go to those spots. And you see their tour list and it's, you know, like 10 different venues across the country.
Yeah.
And for a lot of younger artists, it is just Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, maybe Dunedin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh,
sorry. No, you go.
We've definitely found that to be a bit of a challenge. But it's something that we want to break more into and, you know, try and get across the land a bit more.
Well, I'm sure they'd have you in every city. I'm sure you have an audience in every single city. Sweet. So the album is out across streaming today. Everybody can go listen to it. I'm about to play one of the tracks off of it. Can we expect a Otipoti Dunedin show in the future, Will?
I think we can, yes.
Beautiful.
Got some things in the works, so keep an eye out.
We love to hear it. Thank you for your time. Ka kite. That was Will from Pool House talking to me about their debut full-length album, Foreign Films, which is out now. The track I'm about to play off of it was my favourite from the album. It is Vultures here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Keep it locked. I'll be back shortly with the Rad Times Gig Guide. And at 9:15, I will be chatting to Gareth Thomas, co-founder of Good Shirt, on his newest solo single, Lily Knows Electricity. In the meantime, here's Pool House with Vultures.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.